This is the Blondie Show. How you doing today? My guest is Jack Frost. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Blondie? How you doing today?
I'm okay. We live in COVID era, but we have to stay positive. So this is why I have this show to explain to you very shortly. Is I'm trying to give exposure to every American rappers while the borders are closed in the French neighborhood, like in Quebec.
Okay. That sounds good. I'm glad to be a part of that.
So Jack Frost, well, we all know Jack Frost from different angle. Why did you pick that name? Why Jack Frost? Where did that inspiration come from?
Well, actually, you know, I started off in a short-lived group called the Derelict Camp in Queens, New York. We were signed to Next Plateau, the same group as Salt and Pepper. My name was Styles back then. It was Problem Child. Then I changed it to Problem Styles. And then I changed it to Styles. And then I actually was Jackpot for a moment doing production. And then, you know, just the industry is just kind of crazy. And then, you know, the world in general, like you said, this COVID-19 and, you know, certain people just being cold and, you know, people handle things differently, handle different situations. So, you know, when you go through, you know, certain situations, you know, you begin to get cold, you know? So I figured I would name myself Jack Frost. That was a perfect monarchy for how I was feeling.
Pretty interesting. Every time I ask the question, everybody have a story to tell when it comes to their original name or, you know, the music they're doing, why they actually join the movement of hip hop. Everybody have an interesting concept, and that's pretty interesting, my dear. I want to explain in French why you speak, you call yourself, your name Jack Frost. Ici, Jack Frost, c'est un Américain rappeur, les amis. Il a décidé de s'appeler Jack Frost parce que c'est un nom qui était reconnu, qui donnait un certain pouvoir, et puis il était un fan d'animé, alors il a pris ça de là. Yes, so to come back, my second question, why did you choose to do hip-hop? What's your calling, and why did you choose the road of so many? Because we know hip-hop is a little bit crowded. There's a lot of people and a lot of wannabe, and it's segregated, it's saturated. So why did you decide to take that road, and how do you think you can stand out of that crowd?
Well, you know, that's a great question right there. The thing is, I'm from Hollis, and I'm from where Run DMC, I'm from where LL Cool J, you know, a lot of your favorite MCs, 50 Cent, Nas, I'm from that cloth, you know. So what made me want to do hip hop, my family's from Jamaica, the island, and if you're familiar with the history of hip hop, Kool Herc was the founder of hip hop, and he was Jamaican. You know what I'm saying? So my grandmother was a church organist. You know, that's where it started from. You know, that influence. And my older brother, he was a reggae artist. You know, he didn't make it like big or whatever, but he was a local favorite. And him and his crew used to take me to the studio as a child and put me on the mic. And I used to get on the mic, and that's where I kind of got the inspiration there. But being that I was from Hollis, Queens, you know, I grew up on, you know, Run DMC, hearing Sucker MCs for the first time. That's what made me want to say, hey, I'm interested in this. And then LL Cool J came along and he blew me away. And that's what really made me say, hey, you know what? This is what I really want to do. You know, I want to...
Did you grow up around Jackson High School?
Wow, that's crazy. You know that's crazy. How did you know that? That's my school. I went there.
Your school? Oh, well, because I know people from...
Wow.
Jamaican brothers and Haitian also live around, so yeah, of course I could figure, because him too, he was talking about LL Cool J. It was around his high school with the car, and the girls really liked him. So,
Crazy.
In Quebec, we have a lot of Jamaican. Here, we have a lot of Jamaican restaurant. We're very familiar with the culture. I mean, we eat goat roti, and we say bambaclat. No, I'm joking. That's typical. No, but we have a lot of Jamaican around here, and we're familiar with the culture. So I love our Jamaican brothers, and I think they are the founders of a lot of music, like Richie Spice with the reggae and the reggae queen Petra. You know, so I look the butterfly. I know how to do it. One day you have to see me perform the butterfly.
All right.
But I'm going to translate in French just a second. Ici Jack a été influencé par LL Cool J, il vient de New York, où est-ce que tous les fondateurs du hip-hop étaient, toutes les influences, les racines du hip-hop. So, my third question, what are you working on right now, and what's the project, and what's Jack is looking for towards the future, after COVID?
Okay, well, I got a single out right now. It's called Gotta Make It, and that's produced by Jazzo, legendary Jazzo, the same guy that brought you Jay-Z. And Gotta Make It is just a song about inspiration and hope. You know, we all been through the COVID-19. We all went through it. We might have lost some loved ones. And, you know, just the situations we're going through right now. So, you know, that song right there is a song of inspiration and hope, you know, giving people hope, you know?
Oh yeah, I watch it, and it is an absolutely message of hope. I mean, you're positive, it's uplifting, and that's what we need right now. You're totally right. Where people can find you, because I'm going to translate this after we're done. Where can we find you, and what's your links, and do you have anything to tell, your website or something to give to our listener?
Absolutely. I spell my name a little bit differently from the Jack Frost, the conventional way you know it. I spell it JAKFRAWST. That's how I spell it, first of all. And you can find it on all digital platforms right now. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, everywhere that digital music is sold. And you can find the Gotta Make It video. That's on YouTube right now. So tune into that. Or you can go to Jack Frost Hair Now and purchase a stream right now.
Good. And who is producing your music? You're doing the producing, and you told me that. But I mean, do you have a crew, or you're just a couple of guys?
Okay, on the EP, I do have different producers. I have the first single, like I said, is produced by Dazzo. The forthcoming single is called That's Facts, which was featured on the Benny the Butcher Cutting It with Benny Volume 4. And that's produced by Mr. Fingers, which he's the producer who did Jaws Holla Holla. He did what's the other song he did? He did another song for Jay-Z and Mariah Carey. He's well known. People know his name.
Okay. He's world. Jarrell?
Yeah, Jarrell Holla Holla. He did Jarrell's Platinum.
Okay. That's pretty awesome. I mean, I'm happy that you have a plan for the future. And I hope one day I can tell Quebecers, people in my neighborhood, that you will visit Canada. I hope so, in the near future.
Oh, absolutely. And you got the power to bring me there, because, you know.
Well, because right now the border are closed, but Rapid Skills Can, the branch that we're working with, we're actually going to prepare a music event when the COVID comes down. So we're going to make sure that you're there. We want to have at least 10 performers.
Absolutely.
And of course, Jack, you're going to be there. We're going to try to have Sticky Fingers from Onyx. We're going to have some DJ like the DJ Dice. And and or DJ Jazz, the Lord of the Underground.
Okay.
So I have a nice, in French we say brochette, which means a compilation of people. So, and I want you to be in the mist because you need this visibility in the French neighborhood. We actually advertise in France and Switzerland and Quebec. Every corner of the earth that speaks French, you will make sure that you'll be heard. So thank you so much, Jack, for your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure, Blondie. Thank you for having me on your show. Anytime.
I told you next week, I have my kit. The good news, I want to tell our audience that we actually have our kit now. So starting next week, I'm going to redo from scratch all the interview because we're going to Zoom. So we're going to be able to have a visual and I'm going to have a bigger platform to advertise you guys. So I'm very happy you gave me some time, Jack. And I'll see you on Instagram and don't be shy to holler at us, all right?
Okay, I appreciate that. And please go support through Crystal's Eyes. I want to thank your man Bam, Kamisha Farquharson, and Felicia Queen. All the sponsors and founders.
Well, that's good you have sponsoring. You know, it's hard to get sponsoring. I mean, that's a really grassroots progress you're making. You know, when you start to have people backing you up, that's when you know the sky is the limit.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So thank you, Jack, and we'll stay in contact. I'm going to communicate you again for the Zoom interview. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Blondie. It was a pleasure.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.